Well, animals can find them really scary and stressful. So obviously we want to try and encourage pet owners to look after their pets the best they can during this time of year.
Talk to me about how an animal does react when they hear fireworks, or if they see them, the sudden flash of light. What goes through a dog's mind and how do they respond?
A lot of dogs find fireworks really frightening. So obviously not only do they see the bright lights in the sky, but they also hear the bangs, the noise of it. It can make them bolt, run into roads, be terrified in the home, trying to dig and hide. So it's very stressful, not only for dogs, but other pets as well, cats, small animals out in the garden, the rabbits and guinea pigs. So we need to consider all of them, really.
Because cats are also quite at risk, because they're the sorts of animals that they're often not around the home. They just go out and they stay out for long periods of time, and they can travel quite far as well when they're familiar with the area. So they're at real risk too, whenever anyone lights something up.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the same as with a dog. If they hear a loud noise and it scares them, they will bolt. And like you've said, they do travel a fair old distance to get away from things that frighten them. So they can get lost and run in roads, and all kinds of things can come from that.
And then there's the risk, I suppose, in the more rural parts of Hertfordshire. It's not just dogs and cats. There's horses in the fields. There's the threat of stray fireworks. They can cause fires. We've seen that before with cattle being burned alive when Chinese lanterns have landed in fields. So you must be very worried around this time of year. I mean, take us through all the different kinds of scenarios that could happen if people aren't careful.
Well, I mean, we look at it from the pets' point of view. As obviously we're a pet charity, so we deal with mainly cats, dogs, rabbits, small animals. So from that point of view, we're really trying to help the animals to feel as safe as possible in the home. So we're encouraging owners to keep them in during fireworks season. You can do things like close the curtains, put the radio on a low level. It's really important not to overly comfort the animal, because sometimes they can then feel that you're joining in with the fear and the stress. So it's important just to try and be as relaxed as you can, carry on with your normal activities, and give the animal somewhere to hide, and just to make it feel secure and safe. And we would also advise, if you've got an animal that's particularly frightened of fireworks, to not leave it during that time and go out, because obviously just having their owner around can be quite reassuring for them as well.
Now, this centre is in the middle of nowhere. It certainly feels like that anyway. And you have a lot of animals here, but of course you do have people surrounding you, and there is that temptation for them to have fireworks. That's happened before. How does that worry you? How does that sort of play on the way that you do things around here? Because you've then got that concern times however many animals you have.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously it's different for us in a kennel environment or a cattery environment. We can only do so much, and what we usually do is keep the radio on for them at quite a low level to try and muffle the noise of the fireworks in the background. But yeah, with our neighbours, we try to see that they can keep parties and that sort of thing to a minimum, and just keep the animals as stress-free as possible, really.
What's the fallout from, say, the Friday night, the Saturday night, the Sunday night, the Monday night? Because that's what we'll have. Really, from tonight onwards, that's what we're going to have, people lighting up these fireworks throughout, celebrating. What's the fallout from that, though? What do you start to see across Hertfordshire in terms of the animals that are coming in, or the work that you're doing immediately after?
It's just as a result of animals being frightened and scared, and you know, if they're digging to try and hide, or if they're bolting, you get car accidents, you get animals injuring themselves as a result of hearing things that are frightening to them. In a kennel environment, you come in the morning and you can see that the animal's been distressed, maybe tuning its bed or having toileted in the kennel because it's stressed out. So yeah, it's not a very nice time for the pets, really.